Today's gospel begins with the description of where Jesus had been and his route from Tyre on the Mediterranean coast to the southeast side of the Sea of Galilee, which is in the district of the Decapolis. The route is completely outside Jewish territory. In some ways, it is very similar to St. Paul's early missionary journeys and is an early indication that the mission of Jesus is to the whole world and not just the Jewish people. It is almost certain, but not certain, that the deaf man with a speech impediment brought to Jesus by the people was not Jewish. The fact that the man was not Jewish makes the intimate touches Jesus uses to cure the man's deafness and speech impediment all the more compelling. Taking a Gentile aside for a personal conversation and touching him would result in ritual impurity. When I reflect on this passage, I think of my own spiritual deafness, my own inability to hear the whole truth of the gospel. I put myself in the deaf man's shoes and wonder if I would have the courage to let Jesus, who was a stranger, put his finger in my ear and put his spit on my tongue. I have spent a lifetime trying to be good and trying to live the gospel, but I can't say I have ever let Jesus close enough to feel his finger in my ear or his spit on my tongue so that I could really hear his voice. I have a history of keeping Jesus at a safe intellectual distance so that I didn't lose control of the relationship or hear a truth that would bring me face to face with my own spiritual poverty and require me to change. About 20 years ago, I was in ministry formation, a prerequisite for diaconate training in the Albany Diocese. In one of the training classes, we had a speaker whose theme was the radical nature of Christianity, with an emphasis on how Jesus was a danger to the social order of his time. There were about 15 men, 15 women, and 4 men in the class. The speaker had us all stand and answer the question whether we thought Jesus was still dangerous to the social order and why. It was clear from his presentation that the speaker wanted us to answer that indeed Jesus was still dangerous. One by one, he went around the room with everyone, including me, saying, yes, Jesus was still dangerous, until he got to a man who said, no, Jesus is not dangerous. As a matter of fact, Jesus is the only person who ever lived who is not dangerous. He was the only person to understand that Jesus is not a danger to any person or any culture. Jesus is the opposite of danger. He is the only one who loves us completely as we are. He is the salvation of all people and all cultures. The man who gave this answer was the only person in the room without some college education. Listening to what that man said made me drop my intellectual guard a little bit. It allowed me to trust Jesus a little more and allow him to move a little closer to me. 20 years later, I am still working on letting Jesus get closer. When something like the church crisis hits, I don't want any distance at all. I have gotten back to daily journaling, writing down everything I am thankful for, writing down all the times I was not the best version of myself, writing down the names of the people I'm supposed to be praying for, giving Jesus quiet time when I stop talking and stop writing and listen to what he wants to say. Have I let him close enough for him to put his finger in my ear and has spit on my tongue so that I am completely open to his word. Not yet. How about you?